rolling back COVID rules. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Philadelphia's indoor mask mandate is coming back due to a surge in cases.
Starting next Monday, April 18th, the indoor mask mandate is back in effect in all public places in Philadelphia, except for those enforcing a vaccine mandate. City Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettigol says the average 142 daily case counts, up 50% from 10 days ago, meets the criteria for the mandate and follows the COVID-19 response system they came up with in mid-February. Hospitalizations are still low. The city wants it to stay that way. The CDC does not recommend the mandate, but Dr. Bettigol says local conditions matter.
Kelly Rule with Fox 29 in Philly. With the Russian invasion of Ukraine now well into its second month, Russian troops appear to have regrouped.
With Russian forces failing to capture the capital city of Kyiv, this war is now seemingly entering a new phase. U.S. defense officials believe the focus will now be on the east and the south, as Ukrainian forces brace for a resupplied and reinforced Russian military.
Fox's Jeff Paulden. Lviv's Secretary of State Antony Blinken sat down this afternoon with his Indian counterpart to talk about efforts to aid Ukraine.
India is providing significant humanitarian assistance to the people of Ukraine, notably medicines.
Though India has been criticized for not directly condemning Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The UN Children's Agency says nearly two-thirds of all Ukrainian children have fled their homes in the 6 weeks since the Russian invasion. And UNICEF says the UN has verified that 142 children have been killed. 31 years in prison for a convicted felon who pled guilty to charges that he opened fire on Chicago police, shooting at least three officers in 2020. 27-year-old Lavelle Jordan pled guilty 2 months ago to attempted murder and five counts of aggravated battery to a peace officer. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Two New York police officers who pushed a protester in 2020 have been cleared of wrongdoing.
An arbitrator has ruled that Buffalo police officers Robert McCabe and Aaron Torgalski did not violate the department's use of force guidelines when they pushed a 75-year-old protester to the ground in June of 2020. The incident, which drew national attention, showed Martin Gugino being shoved by the officers who were clearing racial injustice protesters for an 8 p.m. curfew. Gugino fell backwards, hitting his head. He spent about a month in the hospital with a fractured skull and brain injury. The arbitrator said in his decision that there is, quote, no evidence that the officers had any other options other than to move Gugino out of the way. The Buffalo News reports that the officers who were suspended without pay will be reinstated. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A leading conservative economist says red states outperform blue states in managing the pandemic.
A think tank operated by economist Stephen Moore ranked coronavirus pandemic policies and outcomes across different states with differing political leadership. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity concludes that states with conservative leadership may have fared better than those with more liberal governors and legislators. Their comparison shows states which chose fewer restrictions and school closures, such as Florida and Texas, saw lower rates of death and less unemployment compared to states like New York and California, which, despite stringent measures, suffered higher death counts per capita and worse economic impact. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Connecticut Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz has tested positive for COVID-19 within days after her running mate, Governor Ned Lamont, announced that he had been infected. Her chief of staff says she's feeling well and says she plans to isolate from her home for the next 5 days. Lamont announced Thursday that he had tested positive. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.